to the Drive Time Show on Toledo Sports Leader, 106.5 The Ticket.
Miguel swings it to fly ball, right field, way back and right. Garcia to the fence, looking up, and it's gone, a home run.
Wow.
Miguel Cabrera with a two-run shot to right, his 24th, his fifth home run in the last week. The Tigers lead it.
This 106.5 The Ticket Sports Exclusive is driven by the low payment king, Ralph Mahalik Jr. at the Monroe Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Superstore.
Matthews got his throws. He's got Golden Tate, makes the catch inside the 15, inside the 10, and he's biking away. He's into the end zone. Pack the bags. Start the plane. This game is over. Oh, baby, how big is that?
Get ready. It's now Drive Time.
Sweeping left side, 10-5. Touchdown, Curtis Samuel. And the Buckeyes win it in overtime. A game that they trailed by 10 points to give Ohio State a 30-27 victory over the University of Michigan.
Here's the host of Drive Time.
Now Gretzky's got a breakaway. He's in all alone. He shoots and scores. Curry blocked the shot. Sent Gretzky in. 3-0.
Mike Miller is out there watching.
On its way, here's Chris DeMarco to win it. He wins it. DeMarco, 15 feet, 4 inches, Stanley Cup, President's Cup to the United States.
All right, everybody, how are you? Another edition of Drive Time. Glad to have you on board. As always, driven by the low payment king, Ralph Mahalik. This is ESPN 106.5 The Ticket. This special presentation brought to you by Monroe Golf and Country Club. Great greens fees rates, $39 any weekday. 18 holes with a cart. Seniors are 29. Great food. Donald Ross Design Course. Thanks to the great folks at Monroe Golf and Country Club for this special presentation. Sakura Japanese Steakhouse and Sushi Lounge will bring us the scoring updates beginning tomorrow here on Drive Time. Again, glad to have you on board. Jim was touching on, you know, the subject matter with the LPGA and the Marathon Classic, of course, which gets underway tomorrow. New dress code for the LPGA. We're going to get into that about 5:15 tonight with Alexis Abraham. She is the social media coordinator for the LPGA, and we'll talk about some of the things that the players are talking about. And my feeling on this, I guarantee you that if you turn your television on with the coverage of the Marathon Classic and to go to the screen, you will probably not see a difference in the dress code. Pros and cons to the whole thing. I like the idea of an athlete feeling comfortable, but no leggings, no plunging necklines, and you got to have your rear end covered completely. How's that? So, again, I don't think you're going to notice a big difference this weekend out here at the Marathon Classic or on television as well. So, but again, Alexis Abraham will join us at 5:15 tonight. Jim Heller is going to try to grab us one of the entries here into this 32nd tournament, the Marathon Classic. That might come up at 5:25. Then again, Jonathan Widmer tonight at about 5:35. He's the head golf professional at Monroe Golf and Country Club. Had a chance to play here at Highland Meadows. We'll get his thoughts of what is going on with the course, what kind of condition it's in, and all sorts of other things that are pertinent, again, to this tournament. The big news here in the commentary, of course, the Detroit Tigers have moved J.D. Martinez for three prospects, a 22-year-old third baseman, a 21-year-old shortstop, and an 18-year-old shortstop. Lugo, the third baseman, the best prospect among the three, highest rated. I've heard pros and cons about this. The one thing, the pro thing is, and this probably comes from the Ilitch family, is the amount and the size of the contract that J.D. Martinez is going to be looking for. JD's going to get a big, big windfall, no doubt about that. Other folks are saying the Detroit Tigers did not get, you know, exactly as, you know, what they should have got. They should have got more. And you know something, you look at past deals by Dave Dombrowski, it's easy to say. Everything really falls into its own category here. You know, if the market, number one, this year isn't great. But you know, when you send Cespedes to the Mets and get Fulmer, and you send Price to Toronto, and you get Boyd, and you get Norris. Now, listen, The book is still out on both Boyd and Norris, left-handed pitchers, but we will eventually see how that all works out. But again, Lugo, Arcantana, and King, all young shortstops or infielders, third basemen, 22 years of age to 18, all three from the Dominican Republic. J.D. Martinez to Arizona. By the way, Arizona's had a tough, tough time hitting left-handed pitching. 213, so they brought him in to help out there. But listen, J.D. Martinez, he is a premier, and I mean premier right-handed hitting power hitter going into the second half of the season for an Arizona team that really is just battling for the wild card. The teams out west of the National League, Los Angeles Dodgers, for an example, playing tremendous, tremendous baseball. Cubs are starting to come on as well. Let's see where the next shoe falls with Justin Wilson, maybe the starter tonight for the Detroit Tigers, Justin Verlander, who's only 5-7 with a 4.66 earned run average. He'll get the start. Tigers, by the way. Unbelievable. Just five games back. And that's not a lot. Believe me, that's not a lot. So that tells you a little bit about the Central as well. Jim, is Cleveland playing right now? I think they are.
Yes, they are. They're winning 3-1 in San Francisco on what has been a horrible West Coast trip against two bottom feeders.
No doubt about it. And this would be a real oddity when a course comes to baseball. The Tigers making this deal, and they're in a full rebuild here and still are hanging around in the Central Division race. Again, just got our guest coming up here from Jim Heller. Sedina Parks will join us at 5:35 tonight. All right, everybody. Again, my name is Mike Miller. This is Drive Time coming to you from the Marathon Classic. Again, great week for golf. Open Championship as well coming up. We'll be back with more. Our first guest, Alexis Abraham. Wait a minute. You know what? Jim was good enough to collect a little bit of sound here. Jimmy, first, let's hear from J.D. Martinez after the deal.
You know, it's definitely hard. You know, and Al told me it's kind of one of those things. It's like you knew it was happening. You knew it was going to happen. You know, you really don't know how you're going to feel. It doesn't really hit you till they tell you. I love this team. I love this organization. You know, I love the fans. I love everything in Detroit. You know, that's home for me. They were the organization that believed in me when everyone else passed. They were the ones that gave me the opportunity when everyone else didn't. And I wish it could have been different. I wish we would have came out, would have been hot, maybe been in first place right now, and all of a sudden, you know, we're in a playoff run here. God's got other plans, and, you know, that's where he wants me, so take it for what it is and be excited. You know, I'm joining another good organization in Arizona. You know, just got to go out there and help them win.
That's J.D. Martinez, Detroit Tiger outfielder, traded yesterday to the Arizona Diamondbacks. The man that was on the phone, and I'll guarantee you who's on the phone right now as we speak, Al Avila, the general manager of the Detroit Tigers. His thoughts on, and I got to tell you, there's been speculation. Did they get enough? Listen, any deal that you make, you're going to get a lot of this. Did you get enough? Are these guys any good? Listen, one's in rookie ball, one's in Class A. The best of the bunch in Double-A, Lugo. But here's Al Avila on who the Tigers got.
Well, in Lugo, playing Double-A right now, a lot of high accolades. We feel we have an everyday third baseman that can play really good defense and hit really well. And we feel there's some power coming. So we feel we have a very good player. With Alcantara, the shortstop, he's a very good defensive player, very athletic, switch hitter. And then with King, who's the furthest guy, he's a very young kid, 18 years old, and rookie ball still. The reason we went that low, and he's more of a higher risk guy, but he's also a high reward type of guy because tremendous tools, tremendous work ethic, and we feel he's got high upside. He's also at shortstop.
All right, Jim, good job collecting the sound. All right, everybody, back to talk golf from the 32nd Marathon Classic. My name is Mike Miller. This is ESPN 106.5 The Ticket. Back after these words, Alexis Abraham, back with a social media coordinator, LPGA, after this timeout.
Leader, ESPN 106.5 The Ticket. Here's the host of Drive Time, Mike Miller.
Jim Cushland knows what he's doing. Little David Bowie panic in Detroit. No panic in Detroit. J.D. Martinez moves on. That was the lead story on the commentary. We're going to talk golf the rest of the show. King, glad to have you on board, everybody. As always, this show driven by the low-payment king, Ralph Mahalik, where the July clearance sales event continues. Visit MonroeSuperstore.com. As always, the guest on this show brought to you by Vito's Pizza ingredients you can trust. New store, by the way, in the White House. Again, glad to have you on board. Jonathan Widmer, golf professional at Monroe Golf and Country Club, will join us at about 5:35, 5:40 tonight. And also talking golf throughout the afternoon here on Drive Time. This has turned into a bit of an annual event here. My name's Mike Miller, of course, and the name that we're speaking with is Alexis Abraham, social media coordinator. Well, good to see you again, Eastwood's finest, University of Cincinnati. Are you enjoying your job?
Yeah, I enjoy it a lot. It's really fun.
I would guess today, and I wasn't going to broach on this, of course, driving in, I heard it on a couple of other stations, the breaking news, I guess, for the Marathon Classic is a new dress code goes into effect this weekend, starting tomorrow with the first tee time. First thing out of my mouth when we previewed the show today, Alexis, I don't think people are going to notice much of a difference.
Right.
A lot of hullabaloo about nothing?
Yeah, pretty much. It was kind of just a reminder of what the dress code is. There's really not much different. And it's just, unfortunately, I mean, my job is social media, and unfortunately because of that, it just kind of has gotten a little blown out of the water for really no reason.
Well, that was my next question. I would imagine you're maybe busier today with this than you are normal days with people talking about this dress code. No leggings, no plunging necklines. You got to cover your bottom area, so on and so forth. But again, I'm going to guess.
Which is understandable, though.
It is. I mean, I get it. But I haven't really seen anything out here. And I've been covering golf on both tours for a long time. Well, I guess it wouldn't play into effect on the other one. But I just don't think I've seen anything that, people should take as being offensive.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it. I'm sure there's been cases of it. But again, much to do about nothing. Here's my next question to, again, talking to Alexis Abraham, social media coordinator, LPGA. Any players that don't have Twitter?
Any players that, yes, there's definitely some players that don't have Twitter. It just kind of, I would say most of them do. It just kind of depends on if you want it or not.
I guess you'd say
95%
do, though.
I would say so. Oh, yeah, definitely. And because, you know, they want to be able to talk to their fans, and they want their fans to be able to engage with them. So, you know, you have players like Lexi Thompson who will reply to fans and stuff, and she's one of the best at it too. So she's a complete pro on social media.
You say one of the best at it, a complete pro. What exactly does that mean? Number one, because she answers the fans.
Yeah.
Is there anything else that goes beyond that?
She's just very interactive. And, I mean, it's fine. Like, some people aren't as interactive, which, you know, that's your preference. She wants to be more interactive with her fans. All of our players are always so, you know, cordial to people on social media. So, it's just preference, really.
No, I couldn't agree more, and very helpful on a number of notes as well. Hey, tell me a little bit about an old friend of mine that I'm not going to tell you how many years ago that I met on a golf course, and we struck up a lifetime friendship, was Craig Kann. And Craig, of course, was the communications department head of the LPGA Tour. Now he's moved on to some other things. But I think I ask him the same question. Does the LPGA put any restrictions on social media use or limit players on subject matter?
That's a good question. We encourage our players to be just smart about what they're putting out on social media. You know, they're obviously in the light, so they need to watch a little bit more of what they're saying. And for the most part, we never have a problem with them. In college, actually, I was told the grandma rule. So if your grandma wasn't supportive of what you were putting out on social media, then you probably shouldn't be saying it at all.
No, that's a great parallel, no doubt about it.
Yeah, and I take that into account in my own social media. So, you know, I make sure what I'm putting out there is fine, and our players are always really good about it. There's never really a case to where someone needs to be reprimanded or anything.
Well, I wonder, because I know when I was in the National Hockey League and now the NBA and Major League Baseball, there's actual people that go around at the beginning of the year probably talking about the grandma rule just as you did right now. You know how to conduct yourself on social media. One quick question, Alexis, thanks for joining us here today. Yeah. But from a business standpoint, social media, do you think it equates to dollars and cents?
Yeah, I definitely think it benefits because, you know, you work with your sponsor. We have a bunch of sponsors that we work with, and, you know, we'll mention them or we'll have certain, you know, sponsored posts that we have to do. But, like, it just makes sense. Like, that's a great way to market their brand and to market our brand as well. So I think it's definitely great to have.
One of Eastwood's finest, University of Cincinnati. Tell me, are you enjoying yourself?
Yeah, this is the most I've traveled this year. I am going to about 15 of our tournaments, which is a little bit less than half. But this is my fourth week on the road, actually. So it's been a crazy month.
Did you get home this week for a home cooked meal?
Oh yeah, I'm actually staying at my parents' house right now.
Good stuff, and I'm sure they're glad to see you.
Yeah.
Hey, congratulations! Are you going to Scotland?
I'm not going to
Scotland. I know a couple people. Do you want me to make a call?
I wish. No, I've had 4 weeks on the road, so I need a couple off.
Good stuff, Alexis. Good seeing you again. Thanks, as
always
for coming on.
Thank you.
Again, that's Alexis Abraham, social media coordinator, LPGA Tour. Back with more after this timeout. This is Drive Time, brought to you by the Low Payment King, Ralph Mahalik, and also, of course, brought to you this week by the Monroe Golf and Country Club. Alexis joined us on the Vito's Pizza phone line. Vito's Pizza, ingredients you can trust. Back with more golf after this.
Mike Miller.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to ESPN 106.5 The Ticket. My name is Mike Miller. Coming to you from the 32nd Marathon Classic. I want to say we've probably been out here for about 20 years anyways. Just talked to Alexis Abraham. She's the social media coordinator for the LPGA Tour. Coming up, golf professional Jonathan Widmer about 5:35 tonight. Open the show, of course, the big news. J.D. Martinez traded from the Detroit Tigers to the Arizona Diamondbacks for three prospects. We touched on that. And, again, for Tiger fans, it is official. The sell-off has officially begun in Detroit after 10 years of competitive baseball. Joining us now from our broadcast location, Sedina Parks. She is out here at the Marathon Classic this week. Sedina, thank you very much for taking the time. And tell us about your day. How much work did you get in today?
Gosh, today I'm not even in the Pro-Am, so I kind of came out here a little bit later. It's a bit busier during the pro-ams. The range is a bit full. The putting green's a bit full. So I came out here later. I started around probably 3 o'clock, 2:30, 3 o'clock, and just been grinding, working on the irons that I need to perfect, a lot of irons that I'm going to have in the greens this week, and some putting. Putting's been giving me some trouble, and I worked a lot when I was at home. Unfortunately, I was not at the Open, so I took that as a positive and worked on some putting for that week. And just taking everything hole by hole this week, just fairways and greens, keeping it simple, playing some boring golf, and hoping some great outcome can come from it.
No, we wish you the best of luck. Tell us about Highland Meadows, and you mentioned a number of ingredients of your game, but if you were successful, if you had a good week here, what do you think you would have done right?
Just honestly, fairways and greens. It's that simple. A lot of the trees are now overlaying some fairways, so it makes the fairways look a little bit tighter. So just focus on hitting fairways and greens. And nonetheless, the par fives for me are a little bit reachable. So take advantage of those. They changed 18. They teed us up, but they also made the fairway a little bit more longer for your tee shot, and we could kind of get an advantage from that downhill slope to have a short club into the green to play that like a pretty much like a par four. So there's just a lot of changes, and the greens are firming up, and also some of the greens are new, so those are firm as well, and just making sure that to win it, you just have to play simple golf.
Sedina Parks joins us here on the Drive Time from the Marathon Classic. Tell me about, I don't want to dwell on this, but on this 18th hole, if you hit a good drive on 18, yardage-wise, what do you figure you're going to have in?
You know, that's a good question. I'm going to have an iron in. That's most important. That's what I'm looking for, is having an easy approach. But I'm playing it different this year. I don't want to get too greedy. Normally when I get greedy, I get anxious, and I don't end up in the best lie to to pull off the second approach shot that I want to. So I'm going to hit a hybrid off the tee, hit it out there towards the right of that bunker and keep it up on the flat because I can get it up there close on to two or just short to where I can have a nice little chip up and a birdie opportunity.
No, it has changed, and I'm very familiar with this golf course. And listen, I know for years there's been a lot of tournaments decided at number 18 here, and it's going to be a little bit of a different take this year. You know, when you walked into our broadcast area here, I was informed by the LPGA staff about your clothing line.
Right.
Tell me a little bit about that. Congratulations, and how's it going, number one? And number two, tell me how and why that started.
Well, I met with someone in Washington State, where I'm originally from. He started Lady 12. That's the clothing line for the Seahawks, for the women's. It's all who represent it and who's behind it are all the wives of the football players.
Oh, very interesting.
And I talked to them, and I talked to, his name is Joe. I talked to him, and he's helping me start my own line. He wants me to venture out and start a golfing line. And I told him how interested I was in that. And that was my ultimate goal outside of golf with others that I have planned as well. It's very exciting. It's still starting. It's still a startup. There's a fashion show the 24th, coming up here on the 24th of August in Seattle. And there's also the whole Lady 12 line, and including my shirt.
Tell me, whereabouts in Washington? Seattle area?
Actually from Puyallup.
Well, the only reason I ask, and I'm going to age myself here a little bit, a long, long, long time ago, and by trade I'm a hockey play-by-play broadcaster, and I ended up in Spokane with the old Spokane Flyers of the Western Hockey League, which was on the other side of the Cascade Mountains. I love the state of Washington. And, of course, I believe what everybody else said. It rains every day. I got to tell you, on the other side of that Cascade Mountain range, the weather was phenomenal.
Yeah, it's, you know, I went to University of Washington, and going to class was, I have to say, miserable. It's just rainy and cold and you always have your rain gear, your hoodie, or your umbrella, jumping over puddles. I mean, it's pretty hilarious. But I have to say, during the summer months, it's beautiful. It's the place where you want to be. Everywhere else around the summer, it's too hot, it's too muggy, it's too dry, and it's up in the 90s. There, it's 90, but it have that cool breeze off the water, and I love it. I can't wait to go back, honestly.
You know what? Again, not making this about me. I was there, and a very, very famous thing happened in the state of Washington when I was there. And again, that's a few years back. Mm-hmm. Mount St. Helens was happening I was there, and I know it's still a part of the lore in the state of Washington. Again, Sedina Parks joins us here. I was going to say from Scottsdale, living in Scottsdale now.
I am based out of Scottsdale, Arizona, correct.
Any particular reason, more time to practice?
Correct. I mean, like we're talking about the weather. The winter months, it's miserable. It's too cold, it's rainy, and sometimes the greens get hard to where it's ice. You know, you can't play. So I decided to move to Scottsdale, Arizona as soon as I graduated from college with only $500 in my pocket. So, you know, it's I'm blessed to be here. I'm still striving to be number one and to work my way up there. I know it's going to take some time, obviously, from where I've started and where I am now. It's still a bit slow. So I still have a lot of work to be done, and it's exciting adventure. You
Absolutely.
Know? I love what I do, and there's no complaints. I have the best support ever from my family, from fans, from close family friends that I've met through coming to the tournaments. Lifelong friends. They just are backing me 100%, and I will never forget that.
Now, looking at the LPGA media guide here, there's some pretty impressive stuff. Became the fifth African American to play full time in the LPGA Tour. First African American to win twice on the Symetra Tour, which is that's a tough tour. And also first to earn your LPGA Tour card through the road to the LPGA. Tell me about that. You just were telling me about the journey and the road right through the Symetra. Just a little bit of progress at a time. Looking for some big progress.
Exactly. I have to say those are the best times of my life, winning those tournaments. You know, I was working very, very hard, and it got to the point where it was just I was working so hard, and it came out of nowhere, the win. You know, it was surprising to me. It just showed that I was doing the right things at the right time. And, you know, sometimes when you start to elevate, and now I'm on the LPGA Tour, you start to change a few things. Realize, like, hey, maybe I do need to do this and do that and do this. And to be honest, I need to simplify and go back to the things that were working when I was playing well, because it is a different field out here. It's not like the Symetra Tour, but they're just as strong. And most importantly, we're playing the golf course. So I just need to mimic what I was doing then and just play the golf course.
Well, again, Sedina Parks joins us here on ESPN's Drive Time and was featured in the 2015 ESPN magazine body issue. I guess this is a little bit of a segue. The big news, and I didn't come to this show tonight talking about this subject matter, but was reminded that this is the first week with the new dress code on the LPGA, and from what I've heard, a lot of to-do about nothing. Do you agree?
You know, that's a touchy subject. I mean, we're women. Style is pretty much everything. The men, they're picking up on their style and putting some funky things in, especially Puma, and they're trying out some new stuff. But, I mean, the Razorbacks, I have to say, I do like the old-school collared shirt. Skirts are starting to get a little shorter, but that's a little bit more comfortable for us. I mean, the long skirts, bending over, trying to figure out, you know, if the skirt comes up or down, and it's just too much to hassle with when you have something that fits you personally. They may have gotten too short, I have to agree, but I'm old school. I love the collared shirts.
You know what? It was funny because I watched today, I DVR'd it. They were talking about Johnny Miller and Seve and Royal Birkdale in 76, and you know, part of the thing was polyester and collars turned up and this and that was
Correct. Part
of the show, so I thought it was very interesting as well. Sedina, number one, thank you so much for spending a little time with us here today. Good luck throughout the rest of the week. Tee times tomorrow. Did I miss anything you want to mention?
Nothing. You're awesome, and I really do appreciate you having me on your show.
Well, somebody else on my list that I'm going to root for this week. Thanks for coming
Appreciate it.
Sedina Parks joins us here on ESPN Toledo, coming to you from the Marathon Classic. We'll be back with more after this timeout. Little update, news, weather, and sports. My name's Mike Miller. This is Drive Time, presented by the Low Payment King, Ralph Mahalik.
Quit banging your head on that steering wheel and turn up the dial. It's Drive Time on ESPN 106.5 The Ticket. Here's the host of Drive Time, Mike Miller.
All right, everybody, welcome back. 32nd Marathon Classic. Glad to have you on board. As always, a show driven by the Low Payment King, Ralph Mahalik. Our update was brought to you by TAS Electronics. Quick reminder, everybody, I'm out here tomorrow and on Friday. Bob France will be out here with the extravaganza tomorrow. Jameson will be out here on Saturday. Mick Gonzalez on Sunday. Jim Cushland will be out here. Updates all weekend from the Marathon Classic. All of our guests, by the way, brought to you by the Vito's Pizza phone line. Vito's Pizza, ingredients you can trust. And as I have mentioned numerous times throughout the week, this special broadcast brought to you by Monroe Golf and Country Club. The head golf professional and director of golf at Monroe Golf and Country Club, Jonathan Widmer, joins us. Hello, Jonathan. How are you?
Good. How are you, Mike?
Good. Hey, great to hear your voice. I know you and I have chatted before. Hey, I guess the first thing, the last time you and I talked, you had a chance to play out here and scored pretty well. You said you could have scored better. Tell me about the layout. Tell me about the golf course. What's your observations?
Well, the course is in absolutely phenomenal condition. Tee to green, I really couldn't find anything wrong with it. The greens are firm. The greens are fast. It looks like a great, you know, it's going to be a great setup. I think that the scores could be fairly low. If the girls keep it in the correct positions, they can definitely score fairly well on it. But overall, tee to green, the superintendent looks like he's done a fantastic job. I was really, really impressed with what I saw.
And we had Greg Patterson on, the golf superintendent, on Monday. Hey, if you were going to be successful out here in, for this tournament, the 32nd marathon this weekend, of course, brought to you by the Monroe Golf and Country Club, what do you think, Jonathan Widmer, they would have to do right to score well here? Listen, the obvious thing is you got to roll the ball well to win. Anything else in this course that stands out?
I mean, like any golf course, you really need to have good management. It's not an overly long golf course. There's a couple of par fives you can take advantage of. The par threes are pretty good tests, but just keeping the ball below the hole and avoiding any of those big mistakes really is what is going to lead to, you know, the success or the failure of the players. If you can leave yourself below the hole, greens are rolling fairly quick, so you're going to have a much better opportunity at being aggressive with it. So a little bit of course management, and obviously always making putts is a good thing to do. So
Jonathan Widmer joins us here, director of golf, Monroe Golf and Country Club. Speaking of pristine shape, I had a good chance last week to take a look at that venue as well. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Hey, Jonathan, for golf professionals and directors of golf and the game right now, what's your biggest challenge?
I mean, it really depends. I would say one of the biggest challenges that we've faced is continuing to grow the game, getting the youth, getting the younger generation involved. It's a tough thing to do. Golf takes time. You know, golf takes dedication and effort, and you really got to get people through that, you know, over that first hump in order to really enjoy the game and to get the ball around the golf course. And that's what I try to do with all ages, but especially with the younger generation. You know, keeping their focus for a couple of hours is probably the biggest challenge that we face right now. But I know that professionals around the country are all doing the same thing that I am, and that's continuing to try to grow the game. So with everybody's effort, a little bit of cooperation, I think that you could see this game continue to grow and develop over the years.
55 million people worldwide playing the game. Green fees, especially in the Midwest, very affordable. I know if it's your course, Monroe Golf and Country Club, $39 any weekday. That includes 18 holes with a cart. Seniors, which I would qualify for, $29 weekdays with a cart. So it's affordable. Monroe Golf and Country Club in tremendous, tremendous shape, plus great dining, great food. Anything else you'd like to touch on concerning and that stands out to you about Monroe Golf and Country Club?
Well, I think that anybody that's looking to come out and play more than just a golf course, you know, looking for that history, it's a Donald Ross design, original in 1919. You know, we've got bent grass greens, bent grass fairways. The course is always in great shape. Steve Sawatsky is our superintendent. He does a phenomenal job. It's, you know, it's a good test of golf. It's not long, but it's got everything that you could look for, you know, in a golf course that's going to give you a good test, and it's gorgeous. I mean, it really is. You kind of disappear into the back end of the golf course. And also the food. I mean, the food has been outstanding. We have lunch. We have brunch every Sunday morning. We have dinner service. We do banquets. I mean, the food is really, really good. And anybody that has stuck around, you know, to give it a try has definitely complimented the chef.
Well, you know, the other thing about this, people, listen, I drive from Temperance to Monroe every night. It's a stone's throw. When I think people in Toledo, especially I had a group of my friends up here, 30 or so played about a month ago. But it's about 15, 20, 25 minutes, depending where you're at in Toledo. So I think people sometimes get the impression that going to Monroe, Michigan's, you know, like going around the world, really. It's a short jaunt.
Yeah, I always joke about it. I live in Ohio and I work in Michigan, so I go to two different states every single day. But, you know, Toledo is right on the border there and Monroe's right on the border. Basically hop on 75 and, you know, you're here in 15 minutes. It's really not too long of a drive for people, especially in North Toledo, to be able to get here fairly quickly. And it's, you know, it's a golf course that a lot of people haven't played and haven't had access to. So, the last couple of years has been a great opportunity for people to come up for the first time. And, you know, we still stick with the values of the dress code, and the general etiquette that comes along with the game. I think that's extremely important. And, you know, if you come out and play this golf course, you're going to find that you're going to really enjoy the golf experience. And that's what we really strive to do.
Jonathan, I met you, I think it was out at Tam O' Shanter a couple of years ago with my my good friend John Trunchy, because the first time we met. Refresh my memory. I guess I can ask for a pass here just because it's been a while ago and I'm a little bit older. Are you an Aussie?
No. I am actually from the Cayman Islands originally. That's where I was born and raised.
Got it.
Yeah. People mistake it. They say that I look like I'm Australian, but... you know, with the blonde hair and that. Actually, right. I saw John Trenchick a couple of weeks ago. He came up and played here.
No, which he's one of my good friends and a remarkable story and unbelievable. And there's a guy, I'll tell you, he's got a passion for the game and knows the history as well. Hey, before I let you go, the reason I ask about where you were born and thanks for the Cayman Islands, any thoughts on the Open Championship, which gets, hey, one of my favorite segments of the year. I'll get up early tomorrow, put the coffee on bright and early. Lo and behold, you already have guys that finish their round and sit there and watch a golf major at 6, 7 in the morning tomorrow from Royal Birkdale. Any thoughts on the championship this week? I know you work hard. I don't even know if you had any time to think about it. But any thoughts?
I try to pay attention to what's going on the best that I can. I've got a couple of good friends that are playing in that. Peter Uihlein is a guy I grew up with and spent a lot of time with throughout high school, and also Ben On, Byung On, was one of my classmates when I was at IMG in Bradenton. So I'm obviously rooting for those two guys. I would love to see one of those two guys pull it out or have a solid finish, especially Peter. You know, he deserves it. He's been up there for a lot of years, and I would really like to see him kind of, you know, pull one out. It would be a surprise, but it would be pretty awesome.
No, listen, it's funny. Kyle Rowland, a writer for the Toledo Blade, I'm in a pool with four buddies of mine. We do it in the majors. And I got to tell you, he said, here's a sleeper for you. I like my team anyways. I got Fowler, Rahm, Garcia, Stenson, Polder, Westwood, and Molinari. I like my team, but he told me about your buddy, Peter Uihlein, as they may be a dark horse in that. So, you know, again, I thought you probably have some thoughts on that. You know what us amateurs root for? I want to see a little wind and rain this week, and it's always fun to see guys try to, the best of the world, you know, have some challenges when it comes to weather.
Yeah, I mean, there's no question. It tests some patience, and the guys that are willing to outlast it and be patient, those are the guys that are going to end up pulling it out. So, you know, you never know what's going to happen, especially in the Open. It's a great test of golf. I really hope to see some of my guys up there near the top, but whatever ends up happening, as long as it's entertaining, that's really what we're looking for.
Jonathan, thank you for taking the time. And again, a reminder to everybody, you're not driving up to the UP going across the Mackinac Bridge. It's only 15 minutes away. Great track, Monroe Golf and Country Club. Thanks. Hey, Jonathan, I'm having meniscus knee surgery on Wednesday. I might come up and see and hit some balls for my rehab in about a month or so and maybe get some pointers.
All right, no problem at all. I appreciate it. Maybe I'll come down there and see you this week.
Come on and say hi in the media tent. Let me know when you're coming. Hey, that's
all right.
Jonathan Whitmer, everybody. He's the director of golf, Monroe Golf and Country Club. My name's Mike Miller. Back with more to close it out after this.